This is 60 Questions from Sunsets, posted by Talia1989. There's 60 questions to this, so I'm just going to go ahead and get started. The first question is, what do you see when you look at the stars? McMars. McMars is my favorite star. But I look usually for like the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, and I think about like zodiac signs and stuff like that. Or I look for really bright ones and try to tell if it's like a planet or a satellite, but honestly, I have no idea what the difference is. So I just kind of sit there and scratch my brain. If you could be any superhero, which one would you be and why? I would be Hank Hill. Who inspired you to start posting? Well, I went through a breakup and I could do pretty much whatever I wanted. I was like really pent up sexually because it was like a long distance relationship and I was completely loyal. And even when I saw him, he didn't want to fuck me. And that kind of blew my mind because I get a lot of attention and I didn't know what I was doing wrong. And so anyway, my ex inspired me to start posting. Name one thing that can bring a smile to your face. Doritos. I love Doritos. What is one personality trait you do not like in others? When people are bitches. Just having a complete lack of compassion or empathy. Like, you don't just, like, lash out on people. You have to think about what you're going to say or do and how it's going to affect other people. Let's see. If you could only describe yourself in three words. Sexy, salacious, and satisfying. I would say maybe creative, musical, and eclectic. What is your favorite Disney movie? King of the Hill. If you could choose a profession to do, what would it be? That's a really hard question. Because you're kind of assuming that I want to work or that I want a profession. Maybe I'd be like an interior designer. That'd be cool. Or I could be like a rock star. But if I was a rock star, I would play keyboard. And nobody cares about keyboardists other than other people that play keyboard. But that's okay. Because I don't think chicks get groupies anyway. Do they? Do chicks get groupies? If you could go back in time, if I could turn back time and choose to meet anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? I'd probably meet Kurt Cobain. We have the same birthday. And I think that he has an interesting personality. I love his music. But I would want to meet him before he was famous, just to like figure out who he like actually is. Because I think the fame and stuff probably ruined him, probably made things worse. But I'd probably meet him and maybe some of my ancestors, just to figure out more of like where I'm from. Do you believe in fate? Yes and no. I think that we're like fated to meet particular people or for like opportunities to happen at like specific times in our lives. But I also think that you kind of manifest things for yourself, like your mindset creates reality in a way. So like, say maybe you have like a test or something, and you're like, fuck, I'm never gonna pass this, it doesn't matter, like when you're studying, you're just going to be distracted by that, just the negative self-talk, and then you're never going to learn it. But if you have a positive mindset and you're telling yourself, I'm going to learn this, I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to pass this test, then yeah, it's going to happen. But that is opposite of fate. Like, you are creating that for yourself. So maybe there is such thing as fate, but only in like certain circumstances or for specific things. And maybe you can change your fate. We're gonna go down a rabbit hole. What do you look for in a partner? Handsome, rich. I'm kidding. I'm really not looking for a relationship, and I'm not sure if I ever will again. And that's not because I'm like damaged or something, I'm just not really interested. I really enjoy being single, and I've never wanted to have kids or anything, so it's not like a concern for me. Like, it's not something that I have to do. There's no push for me to meet someone and get married and all that. But if I were looking for a relationship, or I guess say what I see as boyfriend material, I'd say a really good sense of humor. That's like the first thing that gets me. I love a good sense of humor and being able to like banter back and forth. I like a guy that can play an instrument or sing or something. I play 6 instruments myself, and music is really important in my life. I don't really care what kind of music he likes. Really, I love like heavy metal, 80s, stuff like that. I love all different genres, but that's kind of home for me, like classic rock, grunge, metal. So it would be really nice if he liked that too. But just as long as he likes music, you know, like there's some people that just like, they don't listen to anything, and that's fucking crazy to me. But I would like to be with somebody that plays an instrument, especially if he can play guitar, because I don't play guitar, and so we could do something together. What else? I would want somebody that can be clear about what's on his mind, and you know, blunt, but in a way that he doesn't say it, you know, to where it's like gonna hurt my feelings. Because I think that's the key. Like, you have to know how to say exactly what you mean while still being sensitive to the other person. And there is a way to do it, but you just sometimes you have to think about it, you know. But I hate saying communication is key, because it's like so cliche, but it's really true. Like, I don't like secrets, and you know, I don't have any secrets myself. Like, I tell, I've told at least one person everything about myself. You know, I don't have any secrets, and I especially wouldn't have any from, I didn't have any from either of my ex. I've dated 2 guys. I don't have secrets from either of them. They know everything about me. And so I would want that communication. I wouldn't want him to be shy with me about sex either. Like, obviously I'm on GWA and I have a pretty high sex drive, and I would want to know exactly what he wants, what he's into, so I can give it to him. And he doesn't have to be into everything that I am. That doesn't bother me. You know, I wouldn't be like, oh, get with a different guy, because he's not giving me what I want. You know, I get it if he doesn't want to try something. I'm not offended. I'm not hurt, you know. But it's like, tell me, I'm not going to laugh. I'm not gonna think of you any differently. Just tell me everything. Anyway, I'm spending way too much time on that question. What is one thing you've tasted but would never eat again? Olives. I fucking hate olives and pickles. What kink do you think you have unlocked, and what was your reaction? Sitting on cake. I like the feeling of just like pulling my pants down, and I just squat down and put my ass on the icing, and I just keep squatting deeper and deeper, and I get all that cake and frosting all over, and then I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get a yeast infection, but it's like, it feels so good, I don't stop. And then like, oh, that's another thing I look for in a partner, is that like, he would lick the cake off of my ass and pussy. I don't really know if I've unlocked any fetishes. That's something I have to think about. But maybe I'll try the cake thing, and if that unlocks a fetish, then I will let you know. If you could be anywhere in the world, where would you be? I would be at that show that, there was a tour. It was Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and Def Leppard, and that's where I would be. I would be there, if they didn't cancel it, I would be there. Which one of the five elements are you? Surprise. I would be the element of surprise. Name one sense you would be willing to lose. One sense I'd be willing to lose. Maybe smell. Because sometimes you smell some raunchy shit, and you don't want to smell that. Name one Disney song that really strikes a nerve. The Colors of the Wind and Pocahontas. What is your favorite sexy toy? You are my favorite sexy toy. Name a book that you have read that others should read. I don't know how to read. I Spy. What are your love languages? Words of affirmation. I like to be told that I'm appreciated. I think words go a really long way for me. I take them to heart. I could be having the shittiest day of my life, and if somebody just tells me, you know, keep on going, you're doing a good job, or you're so good at blank, or, you know, thank you, anything like that, it's just like, it makes it so much better. Or even like, you know, I'm glad you're here. Like, it means so much to me. What theme song would you base upon your life? Fuck Like a Beast by Wasp. I don't know if I've ever heard a song that I was like, that's exactly about my life, other than, like, depressing shit. Like, Nutshell by Alice in Chains, or, Nobody Home by Pink Floyd, or Down in a Hole, another Alice in Chains. Like, those are very real places that, you know, many people, including myself, have been. But I don't really know if I want to say, like, that it's my theme song, because I don't want to be there forever, and I'm not there right now. Like, I go through bouts of depression, and I've been to therapy many times, and I always get help. I don't get on like, medication for it or anything, but I just, like, I don't like to take medication. That's my thing. I have so many medical problems, but I don't like to take medication. I just feel like, you know, those are the cards I've been dealt, and I'm just gonna play the best I can with the hand that I've got. But, maybe if it were, like, if I can make my life that song, maybe that song that Mr. Rogers sings, where he's like, it's such a good feeling to be alive and all that. I would like my life to be that way. If you could tell me one thing about you that no one else knows. Oh, I don't have any secrets. Like, at least one person knows, like, everything about me. Not that that person knows everything about me, but, like, I don't have any secrets. I'm trying to think of something, but, like, whenever something comes to my mind that's new, I'm like, I have to tell somebody. I really wish I had something. Shit. Like, I really wish there was something, because I feel like I don't want you to think I'm, like, copping out. I'll just go ahead and go to the next one then. How would you show someone you were in love with them? I would pick my nose in front of them to show them that I'm comfortable, and also to assert dominance. No, I usually, I like to be hospitable, but I do that with everyone I love. Not that I'm, like, in love with them, but I do things like that, or I go out of my way for people. But I kind of do that for everyone. But I'm trying to think of something that I would just do for someone I'm in love with, other than tell them I'm in love with them. I guess I would just tell them every day how wonderful they are and how much they mean to me, and that I love them the way that they are, and that I would want to spend the rest of my life with them. And wherever they go, I'll be with them. Why do you like being called daddy, sir, mistress, madam, and what does it mean to you? I don't really like being called any of those things, particularly. But if my partner wanted to call me daddy, I guess that's okay. Are you a passionate person? Yes! I'm so passionate. I'm very passionate. Very passionate and very sensitive. Everything makes me cry. I'll listen to a song that's just so beautiful, it makes me cry. Or I'm so happy, it makes me cry. Or even if, like, somebody puts me in a laughing fit, I'll cry because I get frustrated because I can't stop laughing. I'm an absolute hot mess. And I also, I'm passionate about projects and things, like arts and stuff like that, arts and music. A lot of the time I'll just, like, wake up at, like, I don't know, like 4 in the morning, and I just sit straight up in my bed. I'm like, I'm going to do a cover today. And I just sit down and I do my cover, and I make a music video and everything. I post it on YouTube. So I guess that's kind of passion. I'll, like, eat at the very end of the day, like, whenever it's finally done. It'll be like 2 in the morning. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll make like a sandwich or something. But it's like, I just get on the roll with something. And I just keep on going. I keep on trucking until it's done. If you could be in any movie alive, which would it be? King of the Hill. Name your favorite flower. Hibiscus. Hibiscus or gardenia, but like for different reasons. Hibiscus is beautiful and gardenias smell beautiful. What are some of your favorite sayings? My favorite quote is a Dr. Seuss quote, and it is, "You are you, thus truer than true. There's no one alive who's youer than you." Tell me one thing you wish you'd had, but you don't have right now. A good memory. I have shitty memory. I forget things within like 15 seconds. Sunsets or sunrises? That's difficult. Because I like both probably about the same. Although, like, well, they both look beautiful. Like, they make everything look so pretty, but maybe sunset. Because it's like, it's a different hue. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a hard question. Coffee or tea? Tea, all the way. Tea with cream and sugar. Rain or snow? Rain. Hot or warm? Well, it depends. I guess you're talking about weather, but I would rather it be warm. Cuddles or kisses? Kisses. Sex or love? At this point in my life, sex. If you could find out something about your future, apart from your death, what would it be? I guess what the fuck am I gonna do with myself? Because I still don't know. I still don't know what I'm gonna do. And I'm kind of in a shit situation. But, that would be kind of nice to know so I could have a little peace of mind and also maybe know how to work toward it. Do you believe in ghosts? Yes. Do you believe in aliens? Sure, why not? Name one thing that scares you. Getting pregnant, that's my worst fucking fear. I would not make it. I'm also scared of sunken ships and things like sunken underwater. I don't really know what it is about it. It's just like really eerie and freaky. Tell me one thing that excites you. Lunch. If you could do one thing that would change the course of history but would save many lives, would you risk messing with a space-time continuum? Yes, because I played Ocarina of Time. What flavor is your favorite ice cream? Probably pistachio. Pistachio or like mint chocolate. They're both really good. But I also like vanilla. I'm gonna go with pistachio because that was my first answer. That was the first one I thought of. What is your favorite sport? The closest thing I've ever done to sports was marching band. So that just tells you how sporty and athletic I am. I do like to work out, I like to exercise, but I am not coordinated. I'm not coordinated enough to catch a ball or hit one. What is your favorite word to say? I really don't know. really don't know. I don't know what my favorite word to say is. I'm gonna think about that. Do you speak any other languages? No, not really. I know a little bit of Spanish, like, enough to get me by, because I live near the border. And I know some German, so I was learning a little bit so I could, learn a little bit more about my family. Some of them came from Germany. And the town I live in has German heritage. Name one movie you really enjoyed. Insidious. It's like one of the only horror movies that's like, it actually makes me scared at night. I've seen it so many times and I think about it a lot. I'll just be laying in bed and I just think like, I could just drift off to sleep and never wake back up and just like be trapped outside of my body. Tell me one thing someone said that warmed your heart. That was the best head I've ever had. Nah, I don't really know if I can think of, like, any one particular thing. But, like, in general, it warms my heart when someone tells me, like, that I'm talented, or, that, like, my project turned out really well. It just makes me feel proud, but it also, it makes me feel like I did something that people enjoy. Like, that's what I like most. Sorry, my chair squeaked. But that's what I enjoy the most, when working on projects or doing a job or anything like that, is the enjoyment that other people get out of it. That's what makes me feel alive. If you could tell me one thing that turns you on or off. Oh, there's so many things. Let's say physical. I really like to have like my collarbones touched. I don't know what it is about it. I guess it's like your skin's just like so sensitive there. And it's so close to your neck, and it's like a vulnerable place. That's something that really turns me on. Something that turns me off. Daddy. The daddy thing turns me off. And I'm not kink shaming, I don't want anyone to feel like that. But it's like, it makes me think of my own dad, or it's like, it just kind of takes me out of the mood. Name a place that you've been that you really love. The Caribbean. I love the beach, the crystal clear turquoise water. There's nothing like it. I remember being in St. Thomas on Emerald Beach, and they had the beach netted off, and so I just went and I just laid in the water, this like dead man's float, and I don't know how long I was in there, probably like 30 minutes, and then I got out and put on some sunscreen, but that was like one of the most peaceful moments in my life. It was like one of the only times that I wasn't worried about anything. I was just experiencing the moment. It's kind of meditative and just rocking on the waves and smelling the salt in the water and in the air. And just feeling like I had the whole world to myself. I had my whole mind to myself for once. What do you think about people crying and showing their emotions? I don't have any problem with it, and I think, like, Sometimes, like, all that you need is a good cry, and I have no room for judgment either because, like I said, I'm a pretty emotional person, and I kind of struggle to put things into words, and I think that's part of why a lot of the time it just kind of comes out in tears, and I don't like sob and I don't like turn into a mess in front of people, but I do tear up a lot, and it's just how I react naturally, and I used to try everything I could to stop it, but I've just kind of come to accept like that's just I'm just really overwhelmed with emotion, and that's just how it comes out. So I think it's perfectly fine. I think it's perfectly natural for someone to talk about how they feel, and I think they should. I don't think you should bottle things up. It just makes it worse. You have to find good friends or family, anybody that'll listen and give you that respect to just be someone to talk to. Do you like Coke or orange? What? I don't do cocaine, but I like to eat oranges, so orange. Have you broken a bone? Nope. I've never broken a bone. If you won the lottery, what would you buy? Who would you treat? If I won the lottery, I would buy a house with some property, and I would pay that shit off and save whatever amount I need to pay taxes for the rest of my life. And utilities. And who would I treat? My mom. Both of my parents and my grandparents, if I had enough money to do that. They've given me everything. I owe everything to them. They've been so wonderful to me. I didn't have to pay to go to college. I didn't have to pay for my car. You know what? I would pay off their houses. Like my dad's house is paid off. But I would pay off my mom wherever she wants to live. I know she wants to move, but I'd pay that off for her. Or her car, whatever she wants. Let's see. Last question. How does someone know that they exist? By your thoughts. And all of your thoughts and emotions are very valid and very real, and you shouldn't let anyone ever tell you that they're not. I've lived a life of being tormented by people and told that I'm not enough, I'm not good at anything, or just all kinds of shitty things, and I've dealt with and still deal with a number of diseases, and yeah, I've been told that I'm making it up or that I'm lazy or it's all in my head. I've dealt with a lot of emotional issues, which really stems from that, from all that. It's just so much stress. And, so if I could tell you anything, is that, whatever you feel, you have every right to. And once you accept that, once you say, I can be angry, I can be sad, I have the right to be. It becomes so much easier to be happy. It sounds completely wrong, or like it's the complete opposite, like you're not allowed to be upset. Or like, how can being upset make me feel better? But it really does. When you just let yourself be you and say, this is how I feel right now, and this is what's going on in my life. and this is going to pass and things will be better. I think that's how you know that you exist, is you continue to feel things. And then you'll go through times, if you have depression, you'll go through times where you feel like you don't exist, like there's nothing. There's an emptiness. You don't have any passion, or nothing makes you feel anything. No matter how good or how horrible, nothing makes you feel anything. Oh, it's a really hard time. And I still don't know what to say to that, because I still don't know how to deal with it, other than forcing myself to do things that I used to enjoy. But you don't really have a choice, you just kind of push through it. And I hate to end things on, like, such a helpless note. But, you just kind of have to keep telling yourself, I'm not helpless, and this too shall pass, and, you know, I'll start to feel things again. This is just a phase in my life. And I've gone through it before. I faced it before. I'm gonna come out okay. So find something that you enjoy and keep up with it. Because at least for me, I can't speak for everyone, but once I stop doing those things or stop seeing people, or yeah, I kind of go into my shell. Once I stop doing that, then I'll go into that space where I feel that I don't exist. But anywho, if you are dealing with something like that, I promise you, it will get better. You'll come out of it. I know that doesn't really mean anything to you right now, but just coming from somebody that has been in that same space, there really are people that love you and care about you. And if you did decide to let go and give up, all those people that love you are just going to feel the same way that you do. Empty, because you're gone, or because you're on drugs, or whatever else. So, this started being sarcastic and full of jokes and stuff, and ended on trying to help people with depression, even though I don't really know how to help myself. But, find something nice to watch. Something nice to listen to. I'm sorry if I brought you down. But I do appreciate you sticking around and listening to the whole thing. Even though I ramble a little bit, it is nice to just talk. Just connect a little bit. So, wherever you are, or whoever you are, be blessed and be a blessing. And be yourself. Love you.